Title: United States Department of Labor issues final rule concerning minimum salary threshold to qualify for exemption from overtime under the Fair Labor Standards Act. Content: On March 7, 2019, the United States Department of Labor, USDL, issued its long-awaited proposed rule that would increase the minimum salary threshold to qualify for exemption from the overtime provisions of the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, from their current level of $455 per week, $23,660 annually, to $679 per week, $35,308 annually. The proposed rule would also raise the threshold for highly compensated employees from $100,000 annually to $147,414 per year. It is anticipated that the changes will extend overtime coverage to approximately 1 million United States workers. The proposed rule will be subject to a period of public comment and is anticipated to take effect in January 2020. The prior rule had been in place since 2004. In May 2016, the Obama administration sought to increase the threshold to $913 per week, $47,476 annually, but the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Texas granted an injunction prohibiting implementation and enforcement of the proposed rule on the grounds that the USDL had exceeded its rulemaking authority. See State of Nevada, et al. V. United States Department of Labor, et al., Case number 16 CV 0731 ALM, docket number 99, ED Texas, August 31, 2017, holding, in part, that the dramatic increase effectively vitiated the duties test. The USDL initially appealed the decision, but agreed to hold it in abeyance while vowing to reconsider the rule. The USDL arrived at the $679 per week amount by utilizing the same methodology used in setting the threshold in 2004. Aligning it to the 20th percentile of earnings of full-time salaried workers in the lowest wage census region, then, and now, the South, and in the retail sector. Similarly, the USDL proposed the $147,414 threshold for highly compensated employees by aligning it with the 90th percentile of full-time salaried workers nationally. These amounts were also informed by over 200,000 comments received by the USDL and listening sessions conducted by the USDL in all five wage and hour regions throughout the country. In sum, the USDL concluded, the department believes that the proposed standard salary level would help employers identify a large group of employees who perform non-exempt duties, would aid in identifying bona fide, executive, administrative and professional employees, and would address the legal concerns that led to the invalidation of the salary level set in the 2016 final rule. The USDL considered, but rejected, setting different salary threshold levels for executive, administrative, and professional employees. The USDL also rejected setting multiple salary levels based on region, industry, or employer size. Finally, the USDL rejected a return to the long and short tests that had been in place prior to the 2004 revisions for determining exempt status. Under the proposed rule, the salary threshold will not be static but will instead be subject to periodic increases every 4 years following a public notice and comment period on the proposed increase. The USDL derived its authority in this regard from Congress's directive in 29 U.S.C. 213(a)(1). To define and delimit the overtime and minimum wage exemptions from time to time. The proposed rule includes a number of other changes of which employers should be aware. First, employers will be permitted to calculate certain non-discretionary bonuses, such as those tied to productivity and profitability, and incentive payments like commissions that are paid annually or more frequently towards up to 10% of an employee's salary for purposes of determining whether the threshold is met. The reason for this provision is the USDL's recognition that traditionally exempt employees may derive a significant portion of their annual compensation from sources other than base salary. Second, the proposed rule would permit employers to make a final catch-up payment within one pay period after the end of each 52-week period to bring an employee's compensation up to the required level. Specifically, the rule would allow an employer to pay an employee 90% of the salary level, $611.10 per week, and, If at the end of the 52-week period the salary paid plus the non-discretionary bonuses and incentive payments, including commissions, paid does not equal the standard salary lieu.